William Morrow and Harper Audio present Why We Die, The New Science of Aging and the Quest for Immortality by Venki Ramakrishnan, read by John Moraitis. Introduction. Almost exactly 100 years ago, an expedition led by the Englishman Howard Carter unearthed some long-buried steps in the Valley of Kings in Egypt. The steps led to a doorway with royal seals, signifying that it was a tomb of a pharaoh. The seals were intact, meaning that nobody had entered for more than 3,000 years. Even Carter, a seasoned Egyptologist, was awestruck by what they found inside, the mummified young pharaoh, Tutankhamun. With his magnificent gold funerary mask, kept company in the tomb for millennia by a wealth of ornate and beautiful artifacts. The tombs had been secured shut so that mere mortals could not enter. The Egyptians had gone to enormous efforts to create objects never intended to be seen by other people. The splendor of the tomb was part of an elaborate ritual aimed at transcending death. Guarding the entrance to a room of treasures was a gold and black statue of Anubis, the jackal-headed god of the underworld, whose role is described in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. A scroll of the book was often placed in the pharaoh's sarcophagus. We may be tempted to think of it as a religious work, but it was more akin to a travel guide, containing instructions for navigating the treacherous underworld passage to reach a blissful afterlife. In one of the final tests, Anubis weighs the heart of the deceased against a feather. If the heart is found to be heavier, it is impure, and the person is condemned to a horrible fate. But if the examinee is pure, he would enter a beautiful land filled with eating, drinking, sex, and all the other pleasures of life. The Egyptians were hardly alone in their beliefs of transcending death with an eternal afterlife. Although other human cultures may not have constructed such elaborate monuments as the Egyptians did for their royalty, all of them had beliefs and rituals around death. It is fascinating to consider how we humans first became aware of our mortality. That we are aware of death at all is something of an accident, requiring the evolution of a brain that is capable of self-awareness. Very likely, it needed the development of a certain level of cognition and the ability to generalize, as well as the development of language to pass on that idea. Lower life forms and even complex ones, such as plants, don't perceive death. It simply happens. Animals and other sentient beings may instinctively fear danger and death. They recognize when one of their own has died, and some are even known to mourn them. But there is no evidence that animals are aware of their own mortality. I do not mean being killed by an act of violence, an accident, or a preventable illness. Instead, I mean the inevitability of death. At some point, we humans realize that life is like an eternal feast that we join when we are born. While we are enjoying this banquet, we notice others arriving and departing. Eventually, it is our turn to leave, even though the party is still in full swing. And we dread going out alone into the cold night. The knowledge of death is so terrifying that we live most of our lives in denial of it. And when someone dies, we struggle to acknowledge that straightforwardly and instead use euphemisms such as passed away or departed, which suggest that death is not final but merely a transition to something else. To help humans cope with their knowledge of mortality, all cultures have evolved a combination of beliefs and strategies that refuse to acknowledge the finality of death. Philosopher Stephen Cave argues that the quest for immortality has driven human civilization for centuries. He classifies our coping strategies into four plans. The first,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?